G'day everyone, welcome back to the show here, and I hope you're staying warm. If you are down in Australia in Melbourne, it's literally, quite literally, rained pretty much non-stop for the past week. So this has been very interesting weather for us down here, but it's a good chance for us all to stay indoors, get cozy, get warm, have your coffees, have your toasties, and get into some books that you've been reading, words that you've been putting down on paper, getting into work, whatever you're doing. It's an always opportunity to get nice and productive, in my opinion. Today's episode is all about building purpose into your relationships. It's a very short episode, but it's something that I always like to talk about, because when I do couples therapy, there seems to be this kind of implicit idea that leads to a sense of the mundane, or the lack of any vibrancy in relationships. And we often fall under this fake idea that after marriage, it's, you know, that's it, we're on, here we go, happily ever after sort of thing. And as we all know, as soon as we say that, that is not the case. And building purpose into your relationships for me is all about asking, what's next? What are we doing together? What are our shared goals, our shared values? What kind of dreams are we trying to manifest? What's our vision? And when you start thinking like that, you think about that kind of stuff for yourself. You know, you find yourself by looking forwards into the future and you go, who am I? Who am I going to be? What am I going to do? But if you're in a relationship, you're also sharing that journey with someone else. And it's important to have singular and individualistic, but also unified goals if you're in those situations. So this is why I wanted to talk about building purpose into your relationships, because it will become very mundane and dull if you guys don't feel like you're together for a reason beyond just, well, we have to be together for the bills and the kids and A, B, and C. So as I said, it's a very short episode, but I really hope it helps. And I'm always trying to give practical insights and context to people, because I believe that, you know, beyond the transcendent, esoteric, I love all that stuff, but I, you know, practical insights can ground us. It can make us see the next step. And then if we want to explore wider, open-minded ideas, then we can too. And obviously I like to do that in my books and my creativity. But as a therapist, I enjoy trying to help people construct and build and cultivate the next step. So building purpose into your relationships is hopefully something that you can take with you. Hopefully it's something that you can use for value and insight. And more generally, I hope it's something that you get from today's podcast. Very quickly, guys, I am sponsoring the show with my own Find Your Mission course. It's I've never really spoken about the price, because I don't really like to talk about prices and things, but I like to think it's fairly cheap and effective. If you use the podcast code for 10% off, it ends up being about $180. So it's a it's an immersive experience. It's an integrative approach. It's a very deep dive into your past, your present, and your future. And the whole idea of the course is to help you basically build purpose. What's the next step? What are you building towards? So there are a whole bunch of templates and journals that you can use that I provide for you in the course that you can download to really get very clear. And they have prompts and questions in there that I use in my therapeutic process to help people create greater clarity and mission into their lives. So along with the content, you get to watch the videos of me describing the journals and the context and why this is important. You get a chance to write your way to a more clearer and aligned future using those journals. It comprises a lot of the psychological training that I've used in my practice, but also a lot of the stuff that helped me as well in my early 20s. I still do it today. I still write a perfect day probably once a month, because it's always so important to have a clear vision as to where you're headed. You know, one of the things I say in the marketing all the time is that you'll get lost if you don't know where you're going. So I think that's really, really, really important. The other thing I want to talk about today, guys, is ISBN services, ISBNservices.com. It's basically what I use for my first three books to get them published, paperback, ebook, design, ISBN registration. That's something that you will need to do if you are a budding author. They also do interior formatting and exterior graphics design. So you can use 10% off using the code word MINDMATE at ISBN services if you go through them to get yourself published book out and into the world. So head to isbnservices.com. That's 10% off the total price if you use MindMate. And also to guys, use the code word podcast for 10% off the Find Your Mission course. You can actually head to the web, my website. It's www.tomahearn.org/find-your-mission. You can access that link just by heading to my website and use the code 10% off, which is podcast. All right, guys, enjoy the show. All right, guys. Hello, hello, hello. Week two, live in the MindMates. So we have a little bit to cover today. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Last week's topic, we focused on anxiety and purpose. And I wanted to hit up one final detail with purpose before we move into our next topic, okay? Which I think kind of feeds in nicely into it, which is all about relationships. And this is going to go up on my weekly podcast as well. So if you're seeing this on the replay and you want to have a listen to it again, if and when you can, it'll go up on the podcast, on the MindMate podcast. So you can download it and listen to it whenever you want. So hopefully that is good. And hopefully my audio sounds good as well. We'll see. So let's get right into it. So with purpose, okay, what that kind of means, like let's just have a think about what having a sense of purpose is. How do I find my passion? How do I find my purpose? It's though it feels like you're doing something that you were meant to be doing. And how do you know that you're meant to be doing anything? Well, I think it's a case of following your interests, isn't it, really? So in the beginning, you're just a blank. I was actually having a conversation with a client just before about this, and Tom Bilyeu, who founded Quest and is now building up Impact Theory, which is a content creation company. He's very big into storytelling. He speaks about it kind of like this. So in the beginning, life, there's 1,000 doors in front of you, and your job is to find which door you want to walk through. And the only way you can do that is by starting to open doors. And you find out, you know, we used the red wine analogy last time. And I think that's really applicable here. You have to find out what that thing is that makes you feel like you were born to do it, as a process of learning about what your interests and disinterests are, what you like and what you don't like. So in the beginning, you might like this thing, or you might hate this thing. So you have to do two things in the very beginning just to find a comparison. So you do one thing, cool, and then you do another thing. So this is, you know, childhood sort of stuff. You know, you start playing with trucks instead of dolls, or you start playing with dolls instead of trucks, and you go, I like trucks more than dolls. And as you continue to learn more about yourself and you introspect, you go, oh, I actually like trucks more than dolls. Well, in that domain, what kind of trucks? And you get more and more specific until you start finding a path that eventually forges on from there. And, you know, we go through and we develop in life. And as you know, everyone who's beyond a teenager would understand, our teenage years are all about, you know, being social, being group oriented. So you're in the group and you're figuring everything out in there, and it, you know, it feels terrifying, but at least you've got your group and you absolutely suppress your individuality because, again, it's all about the group. But you find out a little bit more about yourself there. And now your purpose and your passion and your mission, it's kind of like a early to mid to perhaps late 20s, maybe even 30s thing, you know. It's still a process of learning. You know, this stuff changes as you get older, you know, and it should, you know, unless you were really just born to do one thing, but you're constantly kind of testing that by trying new things. And if you find yourself continuing to come back to that one thing, well, it certainly seems like you were really just born to do that one thing. So that's really cool and good on you. But by no means should you ever just relax into that truth. Okay. And that, it's kind of how I feel about relationships as well. So I also do couples counseling in the clinic that I work in. And there are three things that the Gottman Institute basically talks about in terms of, you know, what frameworks comprise healthy, long-term committed relationships. And the first one is trust and honesty.
you know, trust is more or less synonymous with honesty. To trust someone, you have to feel like they are telling the truth. And then if they do that over a long amount of time, you can begin to trust them. And that's really important. The next one is shared goals. So there has to be a reason why you guys are together. It has to be some kind of unified future that you both are trying to actualize and bring into being. And that's really important too. And you see what happens to people who just get married and then that's it. It's like, well, what's the point of being together if there's nothing we're trying to do? It's like the marriage was unifying them as a shared process there. But beyond that, what's happening then? And if you're not explicit, you guys don't have good communication, your intimacy and your meaning will start to die out because, again, there's no unification there. The final one is physiological relaxation. So physiological relaxation is all about how you both feel when you're together. Is the house stressed? Is there tension in the home? Is there resentment boiling because 3 years ago you didn't do the dishes the way he or she wanted to and then they never told you about it? Because resentment is one's own responsibility, the one who feels the resentment, and then it began to boil and fester as a result. All these things are coming to play, but the physiological energy, I suppose, around, you know, the environment where you guys spend most of your time together has to be calm, because then you can think beyond, you know, just the me of stress and anxiety and tension and resentment. And you can think about the you of what you guys are trying to build together, and you can feel into their nervous system and be there for them when they're feeling stressed. So that's really important. But you can see how purpose in terms of a psychotherapeutic faculty plays into lots of other domains. You know, it's not just about existentialism, finding a meaning in life. It's also finding the meaning in the relationship. You know, purpose is something that builds and compounds upon itself as you guys stay together to try to actualize some important goal. It's a hobby. You know, it's writing, it's artwork, it's why you do anything really. And, you know, I just think that it's so important that you understand that when you choose to spend your life with someone, it's okay if that doesn't end up, you know, if you guys don't end up staying together, so long as you are rocking up, open, honest communication, your shared goals, because eventually what might happen is that the shared goals might start to die and your goals might take you in one direction, and that is your truth and your honesty. And his or her goals might take you in another direction, and that's them living out their sense of purpose. And a relationship is a way to give to one another. And you can't give to the other if you feel like what you'd have to give would sacrifice what you want. And there's obviously a lot of compromise that comes in relationships, and that's the struggle. But you have to come back to that place of, how can we make this work such that what I'm doing is also going to help you positively, and what you're doing is also going to help you positively? And look, the thing that I see in relationships all the time is that if your communication is really, really good, you can almost make anything work. And I just think that, like, building that foundation of communication is just wonderful, because it's a way for you to help out. Words allow us all to really understand each other. And if you're a wizard with your words, you know, the pen's mighty and the sword, I can really detail effectively my inner workings and my experience to you. And the more I can do that, to the degree that I trust you, the more sympathetic and empathetic and the way you can help me out as a result. So that's just my take, I suppose. I wanted to do a little bit of a shorter Facebook Live today. That there weren't any questions that came through from last week. We started off with a bang, but I'm just going to keep rocking up here once a week. And this is going to be the time. I know it's kind of a wonky time. If there's heaps of hate on it, I can change the time. So there's no stress with that. But we'll see how we go. Again, if you want to listen to this on the podcast, just subscribe to the MindMate podcast. You can have a listen there. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Okay. Guys, until next week, I shall speak to you soon. Bye.